Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get into the nuts and bolts of Le'Veon Bell going to the New York Jets. Adam Schefter reporting it's a four-year deal with a max value of $61 million. Includes $35 million guaranteed, a couple more million guaranteed than he would have had with the Steelers, but he also walked away from just north of $14 million that he would have made last year on the franchise tag. Here's, I think, part of my favorite stuff about this is going back and getting the freezing cold takes. First, there was the Instagram Live video where he said, it's not about the money.
It's not so much money, I think, that the problem is. I think it's more of me being valued as to where I feel like I produce.
Well, his average annual value will not be the trend setter, the market setter that he wanted it to be. That still falls to Todd Gurley.
Yeah, he wanted 17 mil per. He's getting like 13 mil per, right? And he passed up that 5 for 70. It works out to where the best deal he ever got was the one that the Steelers offered. The one that he was extended.
The one Adisa Bakari told him to take.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. So that's a crazy thing in all of this. And also, he gets to play. Like, imagine wanting to play with Sam Darnold and run behind that offensive line. This guy is, he aired. I mean, he was going to reset the running back market.
Sure he was. Remember way back in February, too, somebody screen capped this tweet. I saw it just a few moments ago. Somebody, a Jets fan, I presume, tweeted Le'Veon Bell way back over a year ago, back in February of 2018, and said, I speak on behalf of the New York Jets. We'll give you $60 million in cash if you come play for us. To which Lev responded with an eye roll emoji. That ain't enough to come run with the Jets. Well, when it came down to it, the Jets were the only ones interested in having him run for them.
Well, we
the Ravens weren't interested. The Raiders weren't interested.
We don't know that they were the only team.
Well,
I mean, how do you make that statement?
I think if there were an offer that were commensurate with what the Jets offered, or even less than what the Jets offered, he would have preferred to go to the Ravens, would he have not?
I don't know that. I mean, I think that's no. I mean, there could have been other teams that just didn't offer as much money.
Maybe that's the case,
though. Yeah, I mean, I just think it's unfair to say that was the only team that offered. Like, I've seen that written today too. I don't think that they were the. I think it's unfair to say that was the only team that offered him.
Ended up being the only team that Le'Veon Bell felt comfortable signing with.
Which the team he signed with, which could have been because they were the team that paid him the most money. Nonetheless, what happened was he didn't reset any market like he said that he was going to do. It's 4 years for $52.5 million. I am actively rooting against Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown. And I'm okay to say that. Like, in sports, we have heroes and we have villains, right? You have the guys you root for and the guys you root against. There's no, that's what fandom is. You have no kind of gray area. I don't think. You have black and you have white. That's what you got. You got these guys, good guys and bad guys. I am rooting against them actively as they push through the rest of their career because I'm a Pittsburgher. And what they did to Pittsburgh, they both thumbed their nose at Pittsburgh. Antonio Brown, I have no idea what makes him happy. I don't know. It seemed like he had all that he wanted here. He could have had all that he wanted here, right? I have no idea what makes him happy.
Having enough zeros in the bank account where he may have been running out of them.
And he played his way out of Pittsburgh. With Le'Veon Bell, I'm actively rooting against him because he could have gotten what he wanted right here in Pittsburgh. And so I'm okay to root against him.
I think those are two examples of athletes that don't feel like they're respected. Because everything about respect is monetary, not about where they're at in the game, not about what type of man they are, not about what kind of team they're on. These guys, both of them, have guys around them, have yes men around, that are telling them, feeding them all this crap.
Well, and it comes.
And I think that's where he erred.
It comes back to this need to feel in the moment like you're wanted or you're desired too, I think. And that's what the, what a
well,
lot of these guys, not just
telling them like, hey man, you're getting robbed.
Right. Yeah. Not just Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown, but a lot of, whether it's celebrities, athletes, whatever it may be, they've got those sycophants around them who affirm everything they think about themselves. You're the greatest champ. You're the best, man. Let me tell you, you're the best. You're the greatest. I want to do this. I want to be around you, right? So they need a team to do the same thing and reaffirm to them that they feel loved or respected.
Well, that's why I'm rooting against them. Because
I'm with you.
Both of these guys, I want them to fail. And I don't care who that bothers. Like, again, that's what sports is for me. You know, you root, you have a boxing match or you have an individual sport. Like, you root for or you root against somebody.
I got to be honest. I root against Jamie Dixon and TCU. I want to see him lose every game. And I don't think Jamie's a bad guy. But you know what? He thought Pittsburgh wasn't good enough, and he went somewhere else.
But it'll do something for me with Oakland and with the Jets. I'll watch every single game. Oh, yeah, for sure.
You guys paint me a picture to talk about Le'Veon. I'm not involved with Le'Veon business or his contract. You guys write about it and say, oh, AB says it show up. I just say the first rule again, better to show up. I didn't say he got to show up. He got his own business. But that's why I go back to referring. You guys put the pressure on me all the time in regards to life, in regards to everything, and we just supposed to take it. You know, that ain't freedom.
Back in June when AB was worried about pressure.
He ain't free.
Right.
He ain't free.
He got his freedom.
You got one guy talking about not being free. You got another guy talking about, quote, Martin Luther King. This is great. This is incredible. This is why I'm actively rooting against both of these bozos. I can't wait for them to fail. They won't, though.
Combined
but one
wins.
One of them will. One of them will.
Combined,
Le'Veon Bell won't be good. Combined wins?
Combined wins between the two teams, Jets and Raiders, this coming year.
4 and then 11?
Yeah, I was going to say 12.
I say 11. What do you say, producer Matt?
I'll say 13.
13? Who's gonna have the balance of the wins? The Raiders?
Raiders 7 and Jets 6? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Jeff, now, combined wins this season, Raiders and Jets. Sorry, I threw you on the spot as soon as you
11?
Walked through the door. 11. Okay.
Yeah.
So somewhere between 11 and 13 is a fair number. Are you actively going to root against these guys when you're watching football this fall? 412-928-9370.
Like with the Jets games, I'll watch them. With the Raiders games, I'll watch them. The red zone, I won't be able to keep my eyes off of it when these games are on. I will, because part of me is the car wreck quotient. I'm ready to watch the meltdown, especially in Oakland. Like, I want to see AB go to the sideline. I want to see him yell at Carr. I want to see him complain about not getting the ball. With the Jets, I just want to see if Le'Veon Bell still has that explosive step. He's never had runaway speed, like runaway from people's speed.
I will see if he can survive behind that offensive line.
Yes, there's that. And he'll get flustered at some point. I can feel it. But they have turned into, and I go back to this, if you turn it back 4 years ago, three, four years ago, they were on their way, these two guys, to being in the Steelers' Ring of Honor. They were on their way to having statues built of them. They were on their way to being heroes in this town. I mean, we're talking Swan and Franco-type stuff.
Yep.
Not with the team success, but that individual kind of stuff. Both of these two guys, they were well on that path. They were going to be two Steeler greats. The best all-around player offensively in football. People tabbed Le'Veon Bell. The best offensive all-around threat in football. And then the best receiver in football. Right here in black and gold. They have now ushered themselves or pushed themselves to where people wanted to drive them to the airport. They couldn't wait to get rid of both of these guys. It is amazing, amazing where their careers went.
It's not an apples-to-apples comparison, but it reminds me of when I was a kid and Bonds and Bonilla left in consecutive years, and I actively rooted against the Giants and the Mets from there on out. I mean, more than I would have anyway in the Mets case, but I actively rooted against those guys and their teams because I did not want to see them succeed with the players that I had grown up rooting for and who had, quote-unquote, forsaken my team.
Well, Bonds was a product of the system, and here's the thing.
Yeah.
Le'Veon Bell tried to make his own system, and it just didn't work.
But I wonder if there was social media like there is now back then. I could see Bonds playing more the AB card and going on social media and complaining about this or that or looking for a new deal. Not that he was under contract like AB was, but I could see him being a malcontent on social media.
Our man TR in the car is with us on the Fan Morning Show. Good morning, TR.
Hey, fellas, good morning. Hey, well, I agree a lot with what Colin's saying about rooting against these guys. I don't know that I can spend the energy to watch the Raiders or the Jets because I have so much disgust and hatred for these two guys that I don't know if I want to put that kind of energy into it. What Brown got away with is an absolute disgrace. They had a good deal in place with the Bills, and he let his agent orchestrate something to his benefit and got away with it. Bell was a total malcontent. I just can't watch him. I can't watch him. What they got away with, to me, is what's wrong with the NFL and the fact that we're going to dignify them and watch them.
No. There's no dignifying. There's no dignifying.
I don't know if I'm going to go online looking for a link to their games.
Opera. This is what it is. This is Dallas or Falcon Crest or whatever. This is what it is in 2019. This is what has America captivated. It's a soap opera, and that's part of it.
Falcon Crest?
Isn't that a show?
Yeah. It was, yeah.
Turncoats and people who...
Dynasty.
Right. This is why we love it. We love not just the games, but all the stuff that comes with it. And you have villains, you have heroes, you have turncoats, you have people that slap each other in the face, you have people that do different things to different people. That's why we're into this. So I dignify it because I love the whole product and almost theatrics of it.
Conundrums for you. Let me throw a couple at you.
Mm-hmm.
When the Jets play the Patriots, you root for the Jets?
Oh. I root for a tie.
There you go. Okay. When the Raiders visit the Jets, because that's going to happen this year.
When the Raiders play the Jets?
Yes.
Where is the game?
Jersey.
When the Raiders play the Jets, I probably root for the Jets.
Okay. I think it's going to be really interesting to see how the dynamic plays out for fans this year.
I just root for chaos. Like the final score wouldn't matter. I would just want chaos. And I like Colin. I want to see that not just with Derek Carr, but that one time Gruden, like,
oh,
he
yeah.
throws his helmet in front of Gruden or shows up Gruden on the sideline.
That should go
great.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.